This is attorney Todd L. Levitt. I'd like to start the show off this week with a tribute. A tribute to a fellow cyclist, a friend, mountain biker, adventurist, Mike Seaman. It is with overwhelming sadness and grief that I once again start the show off with a tribute to one of the fallen. This time it was one of my own. As someone that's always talking about mountain biking and being outdoors, we lost Mike Seaman last week. He was struck by a car while riding his bike, cycle, heading west on River Road in Mount Pleasant, Isabella County. Mike was an epic figure in my life and in all of our lives and everyone who knew him and everyone he touched. I compare Mike to the Peyton Manning, LeBron James, Michael Jordan of our group, of our hobby, of individuals in Michigan who enjoy pedaling. Mike was one of the first. He was the best. And I did not know him as well as many others, but for years I have seen him and been around him and have spoken to him and have taken his guidance on how to get better at racing, pedaling. And it was just 3 weeks ago, I believe it was 3 weeks ago at the Lumberjack 100, where Mike took the time to come up to me and say, "Todd, just keep pedaling. Just keep moving those legs." And one of his best friends, Scott Daigle, wrote quite a tribute that I'd like to read part of. Mike was a remarkable man. He was a natural teacher and student who built his life around experience the joys of physical challenges, biking, skiing, paddling, and others. He cycled around the country and world from the highest roads and trails of the American Rockies and Sierra Nevada range to the steepest climbs and descents of Spain, France, Italy, and Switzerland. He won races on bicycles and skis. He fly fished. He paddled kayaks and canoes for race and for fun. He sailed boats. Loved to sail, apparently, I understand. He visited every inhabited continent on the planet with plans to captain boat rides in the Antarctic next year, which would have made his navigation of the globe complete. He was also a true beer and coffee connoisseur with a soft spot, Scott says, for PBR. He was an economics professor at Montcalm Community College, touched many hearts and souls. That he excelled physically and was recognized champion in those sports mentioned is really missing the point of his life. He shared, he encouraged, and he helped you be better at biking or skiing or whatever. And I said that a moment ago. He would always come up to me, and I always looked up to this guy. I mean, he was like that guy, literally, to all of us across the state of Michigan and beyond, as I'm saying. And he would always try to give you advice and keep going, man, just keep pedaling. He shared his skills, experience, wisdom, and mistakes to help you be better, do better, and enjoy the activity better. He was a natural teacher. As I mentioned, he loved teaching at the community college level because those were the people at the most risk with the most to gain. He gladly rode bikes with amateurs because those were the people trying the hardest. He spoke with the people who asked the most questions and who listened most intently to answers because those were the people most eager to learn. He loved and laughed. And Mike Seaman made himself a part of everyone's lives who he touched. And this was written by Scott Daigle, one of his best friends. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Mr. Seaman's family and everyone who loved and was part of his life. And it's just another tragic example of one of the good guys taken too soon. And this whole show I'm going to dedicate to the memory of Mike Seaman. As I said earlier, I did not know him as well as some of the others that I know in and around Mount Pleasant, but he was a big part of Central Michigan, this biking community, outdoor enthusiast, and the grief has been overwhelming. So I just wanted to take a moment and dedicate this show and remind everyone out there, especially during this holiday 4th of July weekend, do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive. If you're a passenger, bring it to the attention of the individual driving you. Just stop. Thank you, Mike, for touching my life. We love you. And you will be missed.
Such is the way of the world, you can never know just where to put all your faith and how will it grow. town.